think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Holidays mean feasting. From cheddar biscuits to French toast bakes, Hero Bread has you covered with 0 to 5 grams net carb and high fiber options to ensure your holidays stay delicious and balanced. Like their 3 grams net carb pan au chocolat. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains up to 17 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Who's entering? All rise.
Sam, switch step. Sure, you will have how much step.
Harry, all persons have anything to do for the Honorable Judge Frenier, Justice of the Norfolk Superior Court, draw near, give your attendance, and you shall be heard by the State of the Commonwealth. May be seated. Orders in session.
Good morning, jurors.
Good morning.
Jurors, welcome back to the courtroom. We'll start today, as we do every day. This is our conversation about the rules. First, were you able to comply with my order that you not do any research about this case? And were you able to comply with my order that you not speak to anyone about this case?
Yes.
and where you comply with my order that you not go on any social media or go on any news media.
Yes.
And you all still have open minds.
Yes.
With those four questions, for the record, all answered in the affirmative by all 16 jurors in the box, we're ready to begin today's work. I'll let me call its next witness.
Thank you, Your Honor. The Commonwealth would call Jim Moodley. Everybody, follow me, please. Raise your right hand, please.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm testimony that you'll give in the cause now in hearing shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you, sir. You can be seated.
Right this way, sir. Take your time. Just watch your step.
Thank you.
Sure. Sorry, Sharon, you have a seat.
Thank you.
Pull that chair a little tighter.
Sure.
Keep your voice up when you speak. Thank
sure.
You.
Thank you.
And you may proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Could you please spell your name for the record?
Sure. It's C-E-M, last name M-U-T-L-U. I also spell it with a G-G-E-M.
And could you tell us your name, sir?
Jem Mutlu.
Sir, what do you do for work?
I'm a realtor.
How long have you been a realtor?
About 25 years.
And what geographic area do you sell?
Boston, suburbs, and eastern Massachusetts.
Commercial or residential?
Residential.
And, sir, are you familiar with Brian Walsh?
I am.
Can you tell us how you're familiar with Brian Walsh?
We met at a leadership program back in 2020.
Can you tell us the name of the leadership program?
Boston Breakthrough Academy.
And so, how long did the program go on for?
It was the length of a semester, practically. Started at the beginning of the year and ended about the summer.
And so you met Mr. Walsh at this leadership program. What was your relationship with him during this program?
In the program, there was a buddy system. Everyone partnered with someone. And Brian asked to be my partner. And that's how we got to know each other.
And so did you maintain a relationship with him after the leadership program?
Yes, I did.
Now, are you familiar with Brian's wife, Anna Walsh?
Yes, I am.
How are you familiar with Anna?
I met her through Brian. She came to one of the graduations, and then I was introduced and knew about her interest in real estate. We had a mutual friend, so it was inevitable that we would meet.
And, sir, I'm going to ask if you can pull that microphone closer to you. I think that'll help out.
Sure.
Okay, much better, sir. So, sir, did Anna Walsh ever work for you?
Yes, she did.
When did you hire Anna Walsh to start working for you?
It was the summer of 2020.
And what was her role for you?
She was our director of operations for my team.
And your team, how large was your team at this point in time?
When she started, there were a few of us, but eventually we had three operators and I believe five or six agents and part-time marketing directors, etc.
And how would you characterize your relationship with Anna Walsh?
We became very close as friends.
And when did she stop working for you?
It was the spring of 2022.
Why did she stop working for you?
In the fall of 2021, she told me that she was offered a stellar job opportunity in D.C. And she asked for my blessings for it.
Now, sir, when the two of you worked together, how often would the two of you communicate?
Practically every day, multiple times a day.
And after she stopped working for you, how often would you communicate?
Not as frequently.
What was your relationship like with her family?
Brian and her children?
Yes, sir.
I saw them as my own.
Now, did you ever have, or your team is probably the better way to put this, did your team ever have the opportunity to sell any properties for Anna Walsh?
Yes, we did.
Can you tell us what properties your team sold for Anna Walsh?
We sold a property in Marblehead where they were living when I met them. And then we moved them to a property in Cohasset, and then we sold that property as well for them.
Were there any investment properties that your team was able to sell for Anna Walsh?
Yes.
Where was that property?
In Revere.
And do you remember when that sale occurred?
Well, that sale would have closed on December 29th or just a day or so before, because I called her on the 29th, a couple days before New Year's, to congratulate her.
So I'm going to ask you some questions about December 29th now, sir.
Yes.
When you called her, how long do you think that call was?
It was about 45 minutes.
And why did you call her?
I called to congratulate her on the closing. And I had found out that she was going to reinvest that property.
And when you say reinvest that property...
reinvest the proceeds from the sale of the property.
And, sir, are you familiar with what's called a 1031 exchange?
I am.
Could you just tell us what a 1031 exchange is?
Sure. It's a federal like-kind tax-deferred exchange program where after a specific closing, a buyer...
I'm going to interrupt you because of the noise outside.
Sure.
And then once that passes...
Of course.
Of course. It's kind of tough to compete with that.
Of course.
All right. Now, sir, I think that's passed. You said that there's a certain period of time for this exchange. Can you tell us again?
Correct. Typically, buyers have 45 days to declare one, two, or three properties. It has to be of equal or greater value, and they would have 6 months, 180 days to close on one, two, or three of those properties to equal, again, or be greater than the value of the proceeds of the sale.
And so your understanding at this point in time was that Anna Walsh was going to use these funds for a 1031 exchange.
That's correct. I was happy for her that she would actually reinvest and that her, you know, that she would grow financially.
Now, during this conversation, what plans were made for New Year's Eve?
She specifically told me, she said, "I know you. You're not going to go anywhere for New Year's Eve. You're just going to stay at home. Please, please come and spend New Year's with us."
Did you agree to?
I did.
Now, during the conversation, what did she tell you? Let me ask you this. When you had this conversation, did she have any problems?
Yes.
Did she tell you these problems?
She had.
So let me, jurors, give you a little midstream instruction with regard to the expected testimony. I expect now that Mr. Mutlu is going to provide some testimony regarding statements that were made by Anna Walsh during this conversation on December 29th. 2022. The statements made by Anna Walsh are being admitted only for the limited purpose of establishing her state of mind, it cannot be considered as proof of the criminal acts charged. You may proceed.
Thank you. So, sir, what did she tell you as far as problems she was having in this conversation on December 29th?
While I don't remember the specific words that were spoken after 3 years.
Yes, sir.
I will tell you that she did say that at the time that they were having marital problems.
Objection, Your Honor. Characterization.
All right. I'll strike the characterization. Why don't you approach it a different way?
I will. What did she tell you as far as traveling back and forth?
that it was taking a toll on her, that she wasn't, that obviously as a mother, not seeing her children.
Your Honor, objection, move to strike. May we be seen at sidebar?
You may be.
I just want to return to your impressions of Mr. Walsh when you got to know him through that leadership program. You had told us that he became a good friend.
That's correct.
Okay. And then can you tell us more about your experience with him in that program where you had described him as an impactful person?
Sure. It was clear that he was making an effort to show up. And it was the time of COVID, and we all had to pick, as part of the program, a community service project. And Brian pushed hard for us to everyone chipped in and made a case for different organizations. And this was a nonprofit organization out of Brookline called Loving Spoonfuls. And we ended up raising, about, I think, 80 some thousand dollars. And Brian somehow also was able to, I believe, match those funds. So it ended up becoming $170,000 that I recall. And we were told that, you know, hundreds of thousands of people were fed as a result. And he was the top fundraiser.
At some point, you had told us that you did meet Brian's wife, Anna.
That's correct.
Where did you first meet her?
I recall having seen her at one of the graduations, many graduations. It was, again, Discovery Breakthrough. I can't recall which one. But I was hearing about her because we had a mutual friend.
And as you got to know her more, I assumed that the three of you would have dinners together, meet for drinks. Tell me a little bit about how your relationship with all three of them would progress.
The three of us, meaning Anna, Brian, and myself?
Yes.
Initially, again, when Anna started, after Anna started working for me, I remember spending at least one other New Year's with them in those 3 years. So that would have been two New Year's spent in 3 years with them. And we've met at their house, Marblehead and Cohasset, and we've socialized in many other ways. But Anna and I spoke practically every day. When she worked for me, she would sometimes come to my house in the South End and bring pastries, and we would strategize and talk. And we also had a team. We would meet with other team members, and sometimes, again, we were very close.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you described, I think, Brian's family as, I think the words you used were, you saw them as your own.
I did.
Okay. You had told us just now a time where you were living in the South End.
I was.
And at this time when Anna started working for you, were you married, unmarried?
I? Unmarried.
Okay. And you had told us that Anna, you were talking every day, right?
That's correct.
And you were talking at night and on the weekends as well?
As the job required, or as our friendship.
And Anna
required.
Would come to your home and bring food and spend time with you there.
That's correct.
And was that nighttime, weekends, days, whenever it warranted?
Days, usually. Yeah.
And when Anna was working for you, that you just described, he never complained to you about how much time you were spending with his wife?
Brian? No.
He never complained that you were texting her a lot or spending time with her?
No.
He supported her career with you?
He did?
He was proud of her?
He, to my recollection, yes, he was.
Am I correct that you and Anna hit it off quickly? It wasn't a slow burn. You really became instant friends with each other.
That's correct. She was very easy to warm up to.
Okay. And part of the reason is that you had similar backgrounds?
Yes, we did.
Okay. And you had already started telling us that at some point she started to work for you.
That's correct.
Okay. And that was in the summer of 2020?
That's correct.
And the director of operations, is basically she became your right hand.
She did.
So a director of operations might be taking care of your social media to arranging. I mean, tell me, I guess, a little bit more. What was she doing for you on a regular basis?
Well, she did everything. She did. The director of operations is truly the right hand of someone who runs a business, and she did everything. She would bring me coffee. She took pride in bringing me coffee. A couple of times she dropped off my dry cleaners, which were tasks that were obviously not necessarily in her job description. But I do remember asking her, "Is there anything you wouldn't do?" She came from hospitality, and she took pride. I mean, that's the way she was at our open houses. She would rush to open doors for people. She would give them real glass champagne. She would serve the glass. The way she came out, as I just explained moments ago, the way she came out of the house that night on December 31st to open the door for me, and she was an exceptional employee and friend.
And you valued her employee. She was valuable to you as a friend and an employee.
Very much so.
You relied on her.
Absolutely.
She never said no to you. She did what the job required.
That is not true.
Okay, so tell me about a time she said no to you or disagreed with you.
Well, we did have a disagreement in the fall of 2021. And there were times that she responded to me a couple of times with what I perceived to be passive aggression. I actually reached out to a mutual friend and then another friend in leadership to seek some opinions as to how I could handle this.
And did you end up handling it by suspending her for a period of time that fall of 2021?
I told her that she should take a rest, she should stay at home, and that I would continue to pay her for as long as it took, but that she should take some time off because she was also working exceptionally hard and that was taking a toll on her. She wanted to prove herself. She's like that. So I remember a client of ours.
So actually, I'm just going to stop you.
Yes.
When you, as you say, suspended or had her take some time off, you still loved her at that point as a friend.
Very much so.
You were still close with her.
Very much so.
It didn't end the personal relationship.
No, not at all.
And
it didn't end the professional relationship either.
And during that time, I think you talked about seeking counsel. You actually reached out to Mr. Walsh to talk to him about it specifically.
That's correct.
Because this was, obviously, Anna was important to you professionally.
And as a friend, yes.
And both. Personally.
Yes, absolutely.
And Brian was a close friend of yours.
That is correct.
And you wanted to talk to him and get counsel about how to best move past this.
Yes, we did. We met in the North End. We had a meal and talked about it.
At some point in November of 2021, just about 2 months after the incident you just described, Anna told you that she was thinking about taking a job somewhere else.
That's correct.
And your first response was that you were disappointed.
Yes.
You were sad about this.
I was.
Because in your mind, you guys were really going to partner up and continue to grow together.
Was the idea, yes.
And because you were upset and sad, Mr. and Mrs. Walsh actually had you over to their home to talk about this further.
That is correct.
To let you know that they cared about you and loved you.
That's correct.
And that this is what was best for Anna.
That's correct.
And what was best for the family.
That's correct.
And during this conversation, when Anna was telling, or they were both telling you about her new job, and you were sad about it, Brian said to you, "Buddy, you got to support her, right?"
I do remember that. Yeah. Yeah.
I want to talk to you a little bit about the job that she ended up taking. Am I correct that it was at Tishman Speyer in Washington, D.C.?
That's correct.
And this was a big job.
That's correct.
I think you already told us how much she was making, but this was a big salary job, a big step for her.
That's correct.
And this was an opportunity for her, a growth opportunity.
Yes.
And that is something that you and her had talked about, growth and opportunity, right?
That's correct.
It was something important to you?
Absolutely.
And it was something important to Anna?
Absolutely.
And through your time in becoming friends with Mr. Walsh, it was important to him as well?
That's correct.
And they had small children?
That's correct.
Okay. And part of this transition was the family eventually moving to Washington, D.C.
That was the idea.
And this transition was not only for Anna's job, but Mr. Walsh's uncle was also moving to the D.C., Virginia area at the time, so there'd be more family down there.
That's what I was told, and that his mother would also move.
So his mother, again, you just said it was also interested in moving to that area.
Yeah.
And Anna was going to go down first, and the plan was obviously to start establishing not just professional contacts, but personal contacts.
That's correct.
Because they were going to bring their boys down there.
That's correct. Okay.
And you had told us that Anna was also interested in investing in real estate.
That's correct.
Okay. And at this point, am I correct that it is the fall into the winter, fall of 2021, winter of 2022?
That's right.
Okay. And at this point, you had learned that Mr. Walsh had a pending federal case going on.
I had, yes.
And I want to talk to you just a little bit about your experience with the federal case, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because you had become close to both Mr. and Mrs. Walsh, you actually attended one or two of the hearings.
Did.
And you went to support Brian.
I did.
And you went also to support Anna.
That's correct.
Because this was difficult for both of them.
It was.
And Mr. Walsh's mother was there.
That's correct.
And I believe there were other friends of Anna and Brian who had gone.
That is correct.
All right. And one of the hearings that you were going to, you were standing next to Anna?
I was sitting next to Anna.
And Anna's your friend, you told us, right?
That's correct.
She was your right hand at your business for a while.
That's correct.
And you're there in federal court with her for her husband's case.
That's correct.
And out of support, you reach over and you grab her hand to hold it.
That's correct.
Because she's your friend and you love her.
Yes, that's correct.
And she clutched your hand back.
Yes, that's correct.
And
it was a very tense moment just before the judge's declaration.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you were being a good friend?
I believe so.
Okay. And let me just switch gears for a moment. I think you've already kind of said it, but Mr. Walsh was never jealous of your relationship with Anna?
I don't believe so.
Well, you say I don't believe so. Anna never told you that Brian was uncomfortable or jealous of your relationship with her?
She never said that, no.
And Brian never complained about the long hours and friendship with her?
She did not.
I'll see you at the side of the bench.
You had mentioned that when Anna stopped working for you, you guys still stayed in touch.
That's correct.
So it wasn't an everyday type of thing, but you would still talk and text?
That's correct.
And she started working in D.C. for Tishman Speyer in February or March of 2022?
Thereabouts, but there was some overlap when she was still taking care of business for me. Because
okay.
That's the kind of human being employee she was.
And during the time that she was working both jobs, was she living in D.C. or was she still in Boston when she was doing that?
I believe she was coming and going from D.C. at that time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And after she left and you would speak, would it be fair that she would also consult you about professional decisions, strategies, what to do?
We would talk about that. We would talk about things, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And you would also ask her for her advice?
Sure.
And this is a person that you would consider a confidant?
A confidant, sure.
Okay.
Sure, absolutely.
And obviously, she was one of yours and you were one of hers.
That's correct. Often I've called her the sister I never had.
Okay.
One of the sisters I never had.
Okay.
Yeah. She was an exceptional human being.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You had told us a little bit about a conversation on the 29th that you had with her?
Yes.
And you had said that being apart and going back and forth was hard on the family. It was hard on her.
That's what I recall.
Okay. And you had told us that in the winter of 2022 that Anna was making about $300,000 at her new job?
With bonus, that's what I was told. I didn't know about it at the time, but it came up in conversation that night.
Okay.
On December 31st.
Okay. And you also told us Mr. Walsh was making about 50 or 60 grand a year?
That's what I was told. That's what I remember.
And he also was interested in participating in investing in small businesses?
Correct.
On the phone call on the 29th, you had said that Anna invited you over for New Year's?
That's correct.
And I think you said it that she knew you, that you would probably just be at home, not doing anything.
That is correct.
And on that phone call, she didn't say, let me check with Brian first.
I don't recall.
All right. Was Brian on the phone with her?
No.
Did she say, I don't know,
Brian was not on the phone with her, no. Absolutely.
And this was to come to her home and spend time with her husband and their three children?
That's correct.
And I think you had said earlier today that you had spent another New Year's Eve with them?
That is correct.
Was that the one right preceding this one or another one?
I think it was two New Year's before.
Okay.
So I think there was one in between where I did not spend the New Year's with them.
And that prior New Year's, was that out somewhere or was that at their
home? It was out. It was out at a restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you had said that during this call she was upbeat. Well, let me back up. You had called to tell her that she had just sold a property, right?
That's correct. The purpose of my call mm-hmm. was to congratulate her on the fact that she was going to do this 1031 exchange program and reinvest and grow financially.
Okay.
But also to catch up with her, also to hear her voice and see how she's doing.
Okay. So let me just talk to you a little bit about the tax 1030 that you just described. She had owned a property in Revere?
That's correct.
And you helped sell her. You helped sell it.
Yes, technically, my team did, but okay. I wasn't directly involved in the sale. My teammate handled it all.
Okay.
So I wasn't privy to the day-to-day of the sale.
Okay.
And that's actually why I called her at the end. I said, well, geez, you know, we accomplished something here.
Okay.
And
so let me just ask you a little bit more.
Yeah.
You explained that with this process, instead of taking the proceeds, you can just roll it right into another property?
That's correct.
What were the proceeds on the sale from this Revere house?
I do not remember.
Was it over 50? Was it a million, roughly?
No, it was a smaller condo. It certainly
okay.
wouldn't have been a million. No, it wasn't. It was several hundred thousand dollars. Yeah.
Okay. And so instead of taking those proceeds on December 29th of 2022, the decision was made to roll it into another property?
That's correct. And she would have had 45 days to declare another property or another two or three properties, up to three properties, and would have 180 days to close on one, two, or three of them.
Okay.
To satisfy the requirements of the program.
Okay. You mentioned a name on direct examination. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about you used the name Will or William Fasto?
That's correct.
And in 2022, you had known Will for about 20 years?
Thereabouts, yes.
Correct. And you guys were both in real estate, and that's how you met him?
That's correct. He was in real estate in Boston first, and then D.C.
Okay. And when Brian and Anna were looking to relocate to Washington, D.C. for her job, they wanted to buy a family home down there?
That's correct.
And you hooked both of them up with Will, the realtor?
That is correct.
And would it also be fair that it would be nice for Anna to have a personal and a friend down there going down to D.C. with no one else at the time?
That's correct.
And again, you had told us that she was looking into investing in more real estate as investment properties.
That's correct.
And during this process, Brian Walsh and Will Fasto really just had a professional relationship, no friendship.
I don't know what kind of relationship they had. I'm not privy to the details of their relationship.
Okay. But through your conversation...
You're talking about Brian Walsh, correct?
Yes.
Brian Walsh and Will Fasto.
Yes.
I'm not privy to the conversations they had or...
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But you knew that you had introduced both Mr. Walsh and Anna to Will for the purpose of finding a family home.
As far as I'm concerned, I had introduced the family, the Walsh family...
Thank you.
...to Will Fasto.
Okay. And at some point, Anna told you that she had become good friends with Will Fasto.
That's correct.
And I think you told us a little bit about a phone call you had with her on December 29th.
That's correct.
Anna Walsh never told you that she was romantically involved with Will Fasto.
No.
She never told you that she was going to leave Mr. Walsh for Will Fasto.
No.
And she never told you that she had more than platonic feelings for Mr. Fasto.
Not particularly, but emotions are complex. I knew they had gotten close.
Okay.
But she never told me that she had a relationship with Will Fasto.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to return to her relationship.
That I can recall.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to return to Anna and Brian's relationship for a few minutes.
Sure.
You had told us that you spent time with them both together as a family.
That's correct.
And you also spent time with them individually without the other one.
That is correct.
And when you spent time with them together, you never really saw them argue.
I don't recall having seen them argue.
No. And they were a couple that you've described as in sync with each other.
I would say so. That I always thought that there was a lot of love between them. And that she was very much in love with Brian. Yeah.
Sometimes each one would come to you individually if they had any disagreements with each other, though. You were their friend collectively and independently.
That's correct.
And sometimes Anna would confide in you.
That's correct.
And sometimes Brian would confide in you.
That's correct.
And you obviously would keep their confidences because you were their friend individually and collectively.
That is correct.
And as you told us that you introduced the family to Will Fasto. Yes?
Yes.
So Mr. Walsh knew that you were friends with Will Fasto?
I would assume so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And at no time did Brian Walsh ever pepper you with questions?
Objection.
Sustained.
I want to talk to you a little bit more about New Year's Eve. Earlier that day, did you exchange some text messages with Anna Walsh to confirm that you were coming over that night?
I did.
And you were looking forward to spending time over there?
Very much so.
Looking forward to hopefully seeing the kids?
Yes.
Looking forward to seeing Anna?
Yes.
And looking forward to seeing Brian?
That's correct.
And I think you told us that when you first arrived, that even as you're pulling in the driveway, Anna is running towards you, no coat on, and just throws herself in your arms.
That's correct.
And you were excited to see her.
Yes.
And she was obviously excited to see you.
Yes.
And you said it's Polga.
Yes.
And you guys have been laughing as she's running towards you.
Yes.
And then you walk in the house together.
That's correct.
And are you walking hand in hand and talking because you haven't seen each other in a while? Well, you said she ushered you into the house.
That's correct. She was receiving a guest into the house.
Okay. But was she excited to see you? Was she holding on to your arm?
She was very excited to see me. We gave each other a hug.
Okay.
And then we walked into the house.
And when you walked into the house, you went into the kitchen and Mr. Walsh was there.
That's correct. I don't remember whether Brian was at the door, was in the kitchen.
Okay.
He was there. Yeah.
Okay. And when you saw him, he embraced you in a hug.
Absolutely.
And it was just the three of you.
Initially, yes.
Could I trouble you to please bring up exhibit number 3? And is this correct, as I'm showing everyone exhibit number 3, that this was the Walsh family kitchen in Cohasset on December 31st?
Yes.
And we see some stools at the kitchen table. You and Anna were sitting next to each other?
That's correct.
And am I correct that Mr. Walsh was cooking for everyone?
That's correct.
And so the stove and oven is to the right there of the table?
Yes.
Okay. And when you first got there, the kids were asleep?
That's correct.
Okay. And when you first got there, Mr. Walsh is cooking food?
Yes. Okay. Preparing, yeah, cooking, yeah.
No, I don't want to cut you off.
Sure, preparing, cooking, yeah.
Okay. And Anna and Brian are getting you some champagne?
That's correct.
And everyone's toasting to the new year?
Yes.
Okay. And I think you've already said this, but the atmosphere was jovial.
That's correct.
Hope for the upcoming year.
That's true.
There were discussions how 2022 had been a little difficult for all three of you.
That's true.
And it was great to be together because you made it. And now you're looking into a new year with new hope and new possibilities.
That's correct.
The champagne bottle that all three of you signed, that was the spirit that new year, so happy to be together, aren't we lucky?
Yes.
And as you're sitting at that kitchen table, you're having conversations about investment properties.
We were.
You're having conversations about book reviews and what books everyone should read.
Yes.
And you told us that Anna is texting people. You said it's New Year's Eve, so she's getting texts, she's sending texts.
Yes.
And as you're sitting at that table, she's snapping pictures with just the two of you.
Meaning just the two of us, meaning Anna and I?
Mm-hmm.
I do recall, I have received a photo of the three of us with Anna and their oldest son.
Okay.
A selfie, yeah.
Sure, no, I don't mean to cut you off, but during that night, she has her phone out, she's taking pictures of just the two of you, just Anna and Jem, to memorialize the night. It's a celebration.
Oh, it's the two, oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Well, the two of us and Brian.
All three of you together.
All three of us together, correct.
And in that picture, you're smiling, you're embracing each other.
Yes.
And Brian's preparing food, and he's serving you all the food he's making, the different dishes, right?
Yes.
And he's serving it to his wife, Anna.
Yes.
And they're talking to each other during the night.
Yes, they are.
And they're laughing with each other during the night.
Yes.
And they're taking pictures with each other during the night.
I don't know if they were taking pictures with each other during the night. I don't recall.
But there was the picture of the three of you embracing and smiling.
That's the three of us with Brian? Was that what you're asking? Was there a picture of Anna, Brian, and myself that night? I don't recall.
Okay.
I recall one picture, and that's with Anna and their oldest son. Was Tom.
Okay.
Correct.
I want to talk to you a little bit more about the conversations that you were having that night.
Sure.
At some point, Anna showed you a new ring that she had. It was a diamond ring?
That is correct.
And it was quite large.
They said it was a valuable ring. Yeah.
And I believe Anna told you that it was worth several hundred thousand dollars?
Objection.
Nurse, I think it'd be a nice time for you to take your morning break.
More continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.